You get about into Los Gatos on Highway 17 going south. It clears up, slows down a little bit again at the Lex, and speeds back up, and then slowing down just a little bit again near Bear Creek Redwoods Open Space Reserve area there, and then looks good all the way into Santa Cruz on Highway 17 there. Moving on to your weather this evening, partly cloudy out there, low around 45. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 67. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 46. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. Monterey Bay boaters forecast for tonight. Northwest winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming east after midnight. Wind waves 2 feet or less, and a west swell 3 to 5 feet at 14 seconds. Alrighty, up next, we have the Off the Lip radio show with Neil Pearlberg and Terry Campion with their special guest, The Expendables, tonight. And we're going to get them rolling right now.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Good evening, and welcome to Off the Lip, the show about surfing and skateboarding. If you'd like to join the show tonight, give us a call at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, here are your hosts for tonight's program, Neil Pearlberg and Terry Campion.
Good evening and welcome to the Off the Lip radio show, broadcasting right here from summertime Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
In studio tonight, we have the Expendables.
The summertime brand.
We got moved by Donald Trump. We got Trump by Trump. Move us back to the 5 o'clock hour.
We're prime time, though. We've never been prime time.
This is prime.
Prime time.
Prime time.
Yeah, Dave Michaels kicked him right out.
I know. Gone. Expendables are in the... Also in studio. Expendables in studio. Also in studio are two legends. Jeff DeRosa from Severino's. And Charlie Parker's in the house. If anybody knows Charlie Parker, any friends of Charlie Parker in the house, he needs a ride home because his car broke down. So if a friend of Charlie's can give him a ride home, he'd much appreciate it, because I ain't dragging his ass home in my car, that's for sure. All right, here we go.
Hey, by the way, we're celebrating, aren't we?
250th show.
Thank you very much.
This portion of the show is... thank you. We thought we'd lost like six shows. I thought three. I said six.
We're still here.
I know.
Amazing.
Really quickly, this portion of the show is brought to you by Toyota of Santa Cruz, because Julie always supports the show. I've got to give a big shout out for Julie.
Woo!
She always takes care of the show. We really appreciate it from day one. The beach guy, of course, and also a new sponsor who chimed in today and said, "I got to do this. I got to be part of the show." This is Simon Bashir and his wife, Cammie, from Straw Hat Pizza in Watsonville.
All right.
How many TVs they got in there?
How many TVs? 18.
No.
I don't know.
Jeff. Yo. How many TVs they got in Straw Hat Pizza in Watsonville? Go ahead.
Five.
How many TVs? 30 flat screen TVs. They got fights, UFC, boxing,
wow,
sports. They sponsor kids' teams. They even deliver to Aptos.
Wow.
Gluten-free wheat dough, veggie pizzas. They got chicken wings. Straw Hat is a California staple, so get down there to Straw Hat Pizza in Watsonville. I want to thank Simon and Cammie for being a part of the show. I really do appreciate it. And remember, give them a call. They're on Facebook. That's where you can catch them at, Facebook Straw Hat Pizza in Watsonville.
Woo!
Okay, I'm done. You guys ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, let's go. I'm done with it. It's the Expendables show. Let them run with it.
Well, hold on.
We're going to hear about their retirement package. The Expendleberry brand. Right. The retirement package.
Expendleberry.
Yes. I want to hear all about that.
All right.
You guys ready? Okay, here we go.
You won't be playing a band in your 50s, right?
No, absolutely not. Retire.
And we're celebrating a show coming up next Friday at the Catalyst, correct?
Next Thursday at the Catalyst.
Yeah.
The 8th. Sure, it's the 8th, right?
Awesome.
All right. So if you're commuting up the hill, enjoy.
Drive time?
Yeah. Go ahead. You guys ready?
You want us to play music?
Yeah, it'd be a good idea.
Oh,
what do you think?
Okay. What song are we doing? We're going to talk about skateboarding.
Yeah. You want to talk about skate?
Skating and surfing.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, fine. We'll play.
All right.
What do you want to hear?
Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to play.
Let's do a new one.
All right, do a new one.
Well, a newish one from our new EP Moment.
Okay.
Brand new song from the Expendables.
Yeah,
it's called Stay Now.
And if anybody listening on the road wants a request, can we take requests tonight?
831-479-10. Expendable request. 831-479-10 is the phone number.
All right.
you're listening to the hour, not the hour, the off-the-lip radio show right here at KSCO. So we're a couple of hours early, right before Donald Trump's going to be talking at 6 o'clock. Any requests out there for an expendable song, give us a call, 831-479-1080. In the house tonight is the expendable song number 2. You guys want to keep going? Or you want to talk about the your retirement package?
Yeah.
Retirement package.
Yes, retirement package. What's going on with the retirement package?
Well, we're starting a farm.
Yes.
Started.
Yeah.
We're selling cannabis.
Phase 2.
It's called ExpendiFarms, and we're putting out sustainable, clean, pesticide-free cannabis for everybody to smoke.
Legal. Which, I bought some.
Oh,
yeah, of course you did, Charlie.
So, Charlie, thumbs up on the cannabis.
It's awesome.
I think it's great that we can talk about cannabis.
It's
like,
amazing.
You know, it's nothing. It's so. It's like we're talking about raisins.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. And where is it available?
Santa Cruz Mountain Naturals in Aptos.
Okay. Right there off the highway, right?
Yeah.
I thought maybe we could light up on air. Is that cool?
I think so. Is it okay, CC? Can you light it up right here on air?
You know, I think it's okay.
It's fine with me. Yeah. Oh, light it up.
Light it. If you got them, light them.
This is your 250th show
and the last show. Anybody driving home on the commute, don't smoke in your car. I think that's still against the rules.
You know, if you drive by KSCO, it looks like a Cheech and Chong movie.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
If there's smoke pouring out of KSCO, don't worry. It's all cool. Expendables are here.
It's legal.
I love it. How about song number 2?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, speaking of weed.
Yeah, I guess we can do it.
We always close with this one, so we'll do it now.
All right, do it right now. Oh, we got a request.
Oh,
what's this?
Huh. Ooh.
Ooh.
Secret note just came in the studio.
These are requests.
We can pull that.
I think we can pull
that. I'm not scared.
So those who have called in requests, looks like we might get these in. There's a chance?
Yeah.
All right.
This is a song we just started playing.
Also off the EP.
Off the EP. Should we do that now, or should we wait?
And we got some people listening from different places. We got Minnesota tuning in right now, I noticed. Cleveland, Ohio is tuning in right now.
We're going to try it. We might mess this up.
That's fine. Mess it up. The show's a mess as it is.
And for those of you at home, we are streaming live on Santa Cruz Wave's Facebook page.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You can catch on 104.1 FM, 107.9 FM.
Sounds good on FM. If you're driving in your car, go over to 104.1 right now.
Right. What song is this?
This one's called Thinking About This One. It's off the new album.
All right. Here we go.
And this is a request from, we're not really sure who,
but who requested it. Thank you.
This is the first time we've ever played it, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
All right.
We like to write a lot of songs.
Is this a world premiere right now?
World premiere.
World premiere. All right. I love it.
We've never played it. Yeah. If we mess with the lyrics, sorry about that. Okay, so about this one, we can do it.
I'll just
start off, just we didn't practice.
Okay. And again, if you know Charlie Parker, your friend of Charlie Parker's, needs a ride home. His car broke down.
It's actually a song about Charlie Parker.
It's a song about Charlie Parker.
Got it.
I can't stop thinking about this one. I'm constantly in my consciousness. I must confess my heart won't rest until the moment she's mine. I can't stop thinking about this one. And does she know that I exist? I can't resist her loveliness. I'm so full and calm. And I blush at sea. And I need saving. I'm throwing out my rope, and I can only hope she'll catch it and pull me in. I can't stop thinking about this one. I can't stop thinking about this one. I can't stop thinking about this one. Here I am many miles from her, and here I sit as my heart burns. I'm so, so lonely inside. I can't stop thinking about this one. And does she think of someone else? throwing out my roe. I can only hope she'll catch it for me. Yeah. Tug up on my line, I'll leave the rest behind.
Stop thinking about this one. I can't stop thinking about this one.
What better way to start the evening off and get ready for Donald Trump to smoke in Little Expendables band, listen to Little Expendables, relax in the couch, and listen to what he has to say.
Well,
or you can watch the Warrior game.
You're probably stuck in traffic, and what a way to be stuck in traffic.
I know, this is very, very nice. Yeah. So you have a request for the Expendables, request 831-479.
We got some requests coming out on Facebook Live right now. Contemplation.
What do you got, Max? Come over here, Max. You got a request. Max is coming.
Bowl for two, somebody said. Okay. Goodbye for now, I see.
We've got Weatherman from Avalon.
Oh, man.
Yep. They're coming in. Requests are coming in hot right now.
That might be tough. Was there another one?
Weatherman from
Avalon. Mr. and Mrs. Avalon, that's pretty tough.
Okay, is that tough?
Weatherman.
All right, your choice.
Bowl for two again. And we got people listening from Chile. Texas is listening, Nebraska, Boston.
We'll be seeing those folks soon on tour.
All right. You guys are getting ready to do a big tour,
Chile,
huh?
But we'll be in Boston. Yeah, not Chile.
We'd like to go to Chile. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I bet Chile would like to have you.
Yeah.
And when's the tour start?
It starts February 7th in Petaluma, but we're coming here the next day on the 8th to the Catalyst. But this tour is celebrating the 10th year of our self-titled album release. So it's been 10 years since we released this, this album that's kind of was our album that put us into more of a professional.
Right.
I was telling Ryan
earlier that, you know, in our stores we play Pandora, and we're really amazed how many times the Expendables come on Pandora on the channels that we listen to. So it's congratulations to that. And 10 years is amazing, but you guys have been playing longer than 10 years.
Yeah.
We're actually kidding. I don't want to say
it's almost 20, honestly.
Been a band a long time.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you guys are still friends.
On this tour, we're going to be playing this album in its entirety from front to back. So that's kind of.
Oh, so you're celebrating 10 years of this album, and the show will be the
album itself.
Amazing.
We're playing, some new songs and some old songs, but then we're going to do the whole album straight through.
Most popular song on the album was?
I'm sorry?
Most popular song on the album was?
Or Down, Down, Down.
Sacrifice, I think.
Yeah. Sacrifice?
And we're going to hear that.
Let's go. You ready? CP, what do you want to do, CP?
We're going to do some. This is album.
I got a question about the farm.
Okay.
Do you guys sing when you farm and stuff?
Whistle while work, sing.
Yeah, I mean, what a great job, right?
The
Smurfs out there. That's awesome. And I like the organically grown.
It's very organic.
It really is.
We're huge proponents of it.
And what's the strain that you guys specialize in?
It's Cherry AK.
Cherry AK.
Yeah. We're excited to work with farmers who are local, who have been cultivating their strains over the years and years and years of living in Santa Cruz, and they found strains that thrive here. The fog is pretty harsh.
Right, mold resistant.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have teamed up with a few farmers that have really procured these strains to grow really well in this area, and they have a certain flavors and styles that people love.
Well, I've been around marijuana a while.
Every day you're around marijuana.
I'm just saying. It's cool to talk about this now. But there's nothing like the coastal varieties. There's just something about it. And congrats, because that's going to be a great niche for you guys. And to be able to promote it on tour. And
just to help out the smaller farmers, because I hear a lot of people complaining about, they're tired of this mass-produced, chemically weed.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to help out the smaller farmers who are still practicing sustainable methods and buying from them and exposing them to the market.
Some of the best wines are some of the small wineries, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we're trying to do.
All right.
Right on. What's next? What do we got?
The retirement. There should be a song, The Retirement Package, too. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
This song's off of the self-titled that's 10 years old. We'll be playing that on
the
Catalyst.
All right.
Dealing with my jealous face,
You're listening to the Off the Lip Radio Show right here on KSCO. Tonight's guests, we're celebrating our 250th show. The Expendables are in the house.
Yeah. 250 shows.
We got a lot of shows. We've got a great shows coming up. Wow. Tons of great shows. Scout Jesse's coming on. Rob Roskop's coming back. Wow. Santa Cruz Chief Police Chief Andy Mills coming on.
Andy Mills is going to be a hot show.
Who else we got coming on? The 50 years of Rainbow Fins. 50 wow. years those guys are making
Pat
fins.
Pat Taylor and Family's coming
back. Pat Taylor and Family's
yeah,
coming
all three
on.
Generations.
I saw Bob Pearson today. He wants to come back. We've got more. Max, requests. We got requests.
Oh, Max is
if
coming
in. If you have a request.
Request
for the Expendables tonight, thanks, Max.
Wow.
You can give us a call, 831-479-1080, Sublime Santeria.
Well, yeah. We got
that's probably
online here. We got My Way Out.
There's a good request. Less originals.
Yeah. Another. Everybody wants to smoke a bowl, so we're that's definitely yeah, that's something.
Her. Anybody wants to bowl for two? 831-479-1080. I want to give a shout out also to our other guest who's in the house tonight, hiding in the corner.
Nula.
Anybody brings food to the studio gets a shout out.
Gets a chair.
Nula from Aloha Island Grill, the newly remodeled.
Wow.
Aloha Island Grill. Prices, you know, prices are still the same. Great food. Okay, you go in there, you know what you're going to get, you know what you're going to pay. It's been the same forever. It's just consistency, model of consistency.
It's a beautiful local
great
business.
And it's been remodeled.
Yep.
And Numa,
thank you, Numa.
And, oh, by the way, Numa plays in a band called Feather Snake or something like the hell they're called. And the bass player quit. And so,
if you
want to be
a bass player
for Feather or whatever the hell the name is, then just give Numa a call.
Feather Snake?
Bass player is Feather Flaky, is that what
is
I
that
heard?
It is Feather Snake? It's Feather Snake.
Oh, you got a tattoo.
And then next Thursday.
Yeah.
Next Thursday, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Thursday.
Yeah. We're
right.
playing the Catalyst. Expendables.
Right, next Thursday.
The Expendables, right. Us, our friends in Pacific Dub, and Through the Roots and Amplified will be on
big
the
show.
Show.
And if you want to see, if you want to catch these guys, people listening all over the country right now, people, you want to catch the Expendables, they're going to be on tour. And that's going to be on Expendables' Facebook page as well as the website, which is
Expendables.net.
And Instagram and Twitter.
Okay, Instagram, Twitter. You cannot
and
help but find them online.
Expendables are Facebook living right now, too?
We are Instagram
live. We're Instagram live.
Instagram, Instagram
okay,
living.
There
wow.
we go.
All right.
You know all the
what song? What are we doing now? What
we're
song
everywhere.
Are we singing now?
We're going to do our pot song.
We could, yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Yeah.
And then Santeria.
Santeria.
Flight is on the
I said, oh, I begged these four boards. And I am on a water smoky with you. I said, oh, I begged these four boards. And I am on a water smoky with you.
You're listening to the Owl Local Radio Show right here on KSCO. Tonight's guest, Expendables. We got requests here for one more night. Goodbye for now. If you have a question, any requests tonight, 831-479-1080. Do you guys have the authority to give away two tickets to the Catalyst Show?
Ooh, that's...
Sure.
Can we try it?
Sure,
we get, you know what? The worst they can do is get thrown out, right?
Yeah.
The worst they can do is say
so
no.
Throw them on your guest list, maybe? I mean, Scott, that guest list has to be packed, I bet. Local show.
Are we on there, TC?
Yeah. And now that you got the weed and the... two tickets?
I know. We're going to give them away before the end of the show.
All right. Yeah, so everyone stay tuned. We're going to give away two tickets to the show.
Yeah. And if they, you know what? And when you get down there, cross your fingers if you're going to get in or not. You know, if you can't get in, then go around the street, around the corners.
You're a winner either way.
Yeah, you're a winner. 831-479-1080 if you have a request for the Expendables tonight. Got them on right here. One more night or goodbye for now.
Like most of these, we've never done acoustically, so this is going to be fun.
You know what? How about you do whatever you want to do?
What was the last show you guys played?
Hawaii, right?
Oahu.
Yeah.
On Oahu?
Yeah.
A
week ago or so.
That must have been no fun.
What a bummer tour in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Bet that sucked.
It was awful.
Well, and then you were in Alaska, right, Ryan, you said earlier?
Yeah, a couple of weeks before that Oahu trip. Yeah. We were up in Anchorage. It was awesome.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Good crew up there?
Yeah.
Show
it was great.
Awesome.
Show was fun. They don't get a lot of live music or entertainment, I guess. So
not that time of year either.
Not that time of year, yes.
And you guys got decent weather when you were there?
Yeah, it was like 35.
It was not that much colder than Santa Cruz.
Yeah, at the time.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure enjoying summer in Santa Cruz right now.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Love it. So if you're stuck in traffic, at least it's nice weather.
Yeah, open the window. Enjoy the weather.
Yeah. And if you got requests, you can call us at 479-1080 or Facebook Live.
What CP's got his hand in the air?
I always forget, like, because I know them as friends.
Yeah.
And I hang out with them on, like,
okay, all right, okay, all right, you done?
I always
all right, groupie.
You guys are, like, really talented musicians. It's, like, amazing.
Oh. Yeah, they're very good. They're pretty good.
He's looking for free tickets.
Okay, tell him to shut up. CP. You know what? You know what? Charlie said, no, I don't want to go on the air. Charlie goes, Charlie said, I'm not talking for an hour.
Yeah,
it's
now we can't
never
going
to happen.
You can't shut him up now.
No, you can,
he wants
you know
free
what?
Tickets.
Be thankful his dad's not here, too, by the way.
Actually, Charlie has a really beautiful singing voice.
Oh, himself. God, no, please.
Oh,
please.
Here.
Really?
Okay, get him
Charlie.
On background?
Charlie, you're on next. You're up. Can you sing something that Charlie can be accustomed to, you know?
Do background for?
Yeah, a little background with Charlie Parker.
I don't know if we know any Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
All right, what's next? Up to you.
About that.
All right. Discussing it.
We can do.
Discussing.
Meanwhile, anybody on Facebook Live, if you got a request, or tell us where you're listening, by the way. We have people from all over.
Yeah. What do you think?
We're going to go back to the 10th year anniversary.
Perfect.
A little song called Down, Down, Down. It's about the village.
All right.
Capitola Village.
Yeah, all right. Producer's handing us a note.
Wait.
Yep. Yep. Max. Thank
and the winner is.
Okay. Let's do Down, Down, Down.
Down, Down, Down. But
then we've got Ganja Smuggling.
Okay. Well, we could probably pull that one off.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to do Down, Down, Down and Ganja Smuggling. There we go.
Sure. Ganja Smuggling. So whoever requested that, that's a good request.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Down, down, down.
Yeah. All right. Hope you guys are enjoying the commute over Highway 17 and Highway 1. Traffic sucks.
Hopefully you're going down, down, down.
I hope you guys are going down, down, down.
Well, happy hour.
Well, the funniest thing about Capitola is there's It's so easy getting down there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you just have to coast down. Yeah, and then leaving.
Home, it's getting out of the village.
Yeah, getting out on a bike. You're, like, pedaling up that hill. And there's no,
might as well just stay there. Yeah.
Three hills, no matter what.
We got you guys doing ganja smuggling now?
Yeah.
Another request for ganja smuggling.
Request for paper chain right here.
AJ just gave you a shout-out from Salinas, California.
Yeah. What's up, AJ?
Yep.
What's up, dude? Oh, wait. I think I know who that is. AJ the Bro.
AJ the Bro.
He's in a local band called Pack Roots. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're playing tomorrow night at the Catalyst. So check them out. Local music.
Very cool. There's some great music in this town.
It really is.
Man. Noma Lakadoja, they came in. You seen those guys?
Yeah.
They came in here and rocked the place the other day.
Yeah.
Just great. A lot of great music in here. Soul-wise, damn, those guys are good,
They're coming up, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, good stuff.
You guys are snapping at your heels.
Hey.
But they got the retirement. You know what? These guys have the retirement package. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
We're getting out of music pretty quick. We're doing weed, yeah.
Well, that sounds like a sound investment to me.
Yeah.
There's no Expendables 401k.
This is it.
And the Expendables strain is available at, again, in Aptos at?
Yeah, Santa Cruz Mountain Naturals.
Santa Cruz Mountain
and before ganja smuggling, here we go. 831-479-1080. Call number 5. Two tickets to go see the Expendables at the Catalyst Thursday night.
Wow.
Thursday night.
Yep.
Call number 5. Call number 5. 831-479-1080. Two tickets to go see the Expendables this Thursday night at the Catalyst. All right, here we go.
Ganja smuggling?
Yeah.
Ganja smuggling.
That's the cover of the Ica Mouse.
We've covered it so much.
It's our song now.
All right, just take the damn thing.
Yeah, he covers your song now.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a big dude. I'm kind of scared of him. Bigger than Ryan. Yeah.
He's bigger than Ryan?
Yeah.
Wow. That's big. All right, ganja smuggling. Thank you.
This Thursday night at the Catalyst, Expendables going to be playing. They're also start their tour starting when?
Wednesday.
Okay, you guys, you guys are listening all over the country. You can check that out on website is?
TheExpendablesNot.net.
Okay, or you can catch it on Instagram. You can catch it all over the place. Before we go to the last song to head out for the President's State of the Union address. This show has been brought to you by Toyota Santa Cruz, the Beach Guy, Chill Out Cafe, Beach Nest Vacation Rentals, the Listening Stack, Aloha Island Grill, Surf City Sandwich, a Kayak Connection, Lighthouse Bank, People's Coffee, Merch 4, Socks, Straw Hat Pizza in Watsonville, and of course, last but not least, Star Ban A.
Woo! Hey, we had someone just check in from Brazil.
Brasilia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello to Brazil.
Did we get the fifth caller?
Oh, did we get the fifth caller?
Who
good
knows?
Question.
Who knows? Probably.
And we got someone checking in from Ramona, California.
All right. Can we go one last final song?
Yeah.
All right. Final.
It's our only political song. It's perfect.
Go ahead. Do it.
It's called Paper Chains. It's also off the 10th anniversary All right. of Self-Titled.
Here we go.
Thank you guys for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
One, two, three, go. Big winner of the tickets, Amanda.
Amanda wins.
Right.
Amanda wins the tickets. All right.
Right on, Amanda. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Off the Radio Show right here on KSC. I want to thank the Expendables for coming on the show tonight. We really do appreciate it in celebration of our 250th show.
Congratulations.
Want to wish them all
always
the
always one of our favorite nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Mel.
Seriously.
Yeah. And I want to wish them the best of luck in their tour. Safe travels. Get back here soon and enjoy.
Hey, and
the...
if a dispensary or someone who knows a dispensary, if they're interested in carrying the Expendables brand, is there room for distribution with this brand you got?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you can maybe reach out on social media and figure that out.
That's a good point.
Okay. And again, the brand is called what?
Expendables Farms. And we smoke Expendables.
Okay, and you can find it where?
Santa Cruz Mountain Naturals.
Okay.
So all right, and the big show next Thursday, February 8th at the Catalyst.
Yes.
And Amanda, I know she's listening. She won tickets to that show.
She won the tickets to that show. I want to thank Charlie Parker for coming out down tonight. I want to thank my good buddy D. Rowe from Severino's here tonight. Who else I got to thank? I want to let people
know. How about
know
Numa bringing the grub?
Numa bringing the food.
Yes, Numa.
Upcoming.
Aloha.
Real quickly, upcoming shows. The Roman could make it.
Oh.
Joint Chief stepped up, said, hey, Neil, want to come down there and celebrate your birthday, which is my birthday's next Tuesday.
Awesome.
Not anymore. The birthdays suck. February 20th, Santa Cruz Police Chief Andy Mills got questions for Andy Mills. Holy smokes.
My wife, real quick, we're going to Puerto Vallarta. She's like, it's unsafe. It's five times safer than Santa Cruz.
Thank you very much. 50 years of Rainbow Fins, February 13th. Let me see who else is coming on. Scout Jesse and Jason Jesse.
Wow, that's great.
Coming on. There are three generations of the Santa Cruz serving family, the D. Taylor family. Who else is coming on?
Oh, yeah. Roskopp.
The one and only Rob Roskopp.
Boom.
I just want to give a shout-out because I'm going back writing for the Sentinel, and the column is going to be called Off the Lip.
Woo!
So I'm going to rewriting my second go-around with the Santa Cruz Sentinel writing
until
surf.
Until you get fired again.
Yeah, I get fired again. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. Let's tune in. You got two choices. You got one. You got Donald Trump. Or 6 o'clock, watch the Golden State Warriors. Good night, everybody, and have a great time, whatever you're going to be watching. Again, thank you, The Expendables, and good luck in your tour. Really appreciate you coming down. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have a safe travels to you. Good night, all.
From Capitola to Carmel, Red Hot News Talk, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Salem Radio Network News presents live coverage of the State of the Union speech by President Donald J. Trump. House of Representatives correspondent Wally Hines provides up-to-the-minute reports from Capitol Hill. At the Washington Bureau of SRN News, Senate correspondent Linda Kenyon will provide analysis. And anchoring tonight's coverage, here is SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Good evening from the nation's capital, where President Trump is set to deliver his first State of the Union address. After a year in office and having experienced both victories and defeats, the president is hoping to rally a deeply divided nation with tonight's speech, and he will ask members of both political parties to come together. Earlier today, at a traditional pre-speech lunch with TV anchors at the White House, Mr. Trump said that he would love to be able to unify the country, but he also admitted it's hard to do without a major event where people pull together. The White House says tonight's theme is building a strong, safe, and proud America. And Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Mr. Trump will deliver an optimistic speech later tonight.
There are some great things happening in this country, and I think you can expect to hear the president talk about a lot of those, not only what we've been able to do in the first year, but all of the great things that we're going to do in the next 7 years after this.
The president will try and set an optimistic tone as he touts the growing economy. He will be reminding Americans of the tax cuts that he and Republicans passed right before Christmas. And he will also, as you would imagine, tackle some big and familiar topics as he calls for action on immigration, trade, and infrastructure rebuilding. And the president, as commander-in-chief, also will update the country on the fight against ISIS. The scene is the House chamber on Capitol Hill here in Washington, as the members of the president's cabinet who are attending tonight's speech have been just introduced a short time ago. The First Lady is also seated in her balcony location.
Preliminary analysis.
The country may be divided politically, but the State of the Union really still offers a unique moment in the political life of America. It's the gathering of the top officials from the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government all in one room together, and that's what we have here tonight. It's also traditionally a president's biggest platform to speak to the nation, as tonight's speech is being broadcast on radio and TV and being streamed live on the Internet. Now, the president is already on Capitol Hill this evening. We're awaiting his introduction in the House chamber. He'll be delivering that primetime speech in the House chamber, as I mentioned, in just a few moments. Let's go to Capitol Hill now. SRN News congressional correspondent Wally Hines is there. Wally, good evening. The president is asking Democrats and Republicans to come together, but we've been hearing about some lawmakers boycotting the speech, much like they did for the president's inaugural address last year.
That's true, Greg. Despite the president's calls for unity, there are some signs of discord here on Capitol Hill. At least a dozen Democrats are boycotting the speech by staying away, led by Georgia Congressman John Lewis and a half dozen or so members of the Congressional Black Caucus, angry over what they see as the president's disrespect for minority communities. You'll recall that Lewis was also one of those who boycotted the inaugural address, and at the time he said he didn't consider Mr. Trump a legitimate president. Illinois' Jan Schakowsky also not here to protest what she calls Mr. Trump's loathsome language and actions. It should be noted she is from a heavily Democratic district near Chicago, so boycotting this speech tonight will be seen as a plus among her base. Finally, a number of Democrats have invited Dreamers and immigrants as their guests, part of a silent protest in the chamber, and a number of members of the Congressional Black Caucus wearing kente cloth, the traditional African garb, to also protest the president's stance on African and Haitian nations. Right.
Okay, Wally, speaking of immigration, as that was a context to some of the protests and boycotts that we've been hearing about, immigration is going to be a major topic in tonight's speech. The president said so yesterday to reporters at the White House, and he, of course, recently has laid out a plan of what he would like to see lawmakers approve. However, it's been tough going in the Senate on that particular issue the past few weeks. SRN's Linda Kenyon, who covers the U.S. Senate, she's here in our Washington studios this evening. Linda, in speech excerpts that the White House released a couple of hours ago, the president says he is going to be extending an open hand to work with members of both parties. But as you know as well as anybody, there's a lot of disagreement on how to deal with undocumented immigrants. Where do things stand in the Senate when it comes to immigration right now?
Things are very dicey on the issue of immigration, and that's why the president is expected to try to strike a bipartisan tone, especially on that issue, and partly to cool the temperature of late between Congress and the White House. When it comes to that temperature, the things have been testy on both sides of Pennsylvania Avenue and before and during the recent government shutdown. Right now, it appears that the president is being announced. He is coming into the House chamber, followed by the House Majority Leader. He is shaking hands with members on both sides of the aisle as he walks into the chamber. He will make his way down the aisle to the front of the chamber where he will be delivering his State of the Union address.
President arrived on Capitol Hill a few minutes ago. His motorcade left the White House 15 to 20 minutes ago, and he had a clear shot straight down Pennsylvania Avenue to reach Capitol Hill, wearing a dark suit tonight.